This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States just reported more than 1 million new cases of COVID-19 in just the first 10 days of November. The U.S. has recorded more than 10 million cases of COVID-19, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. On this same day the U.S. recorded this spike, two U.S. drug companies announced developments in the fight against the virus. Pfizer announced its experimental vaccine was 90% effective in preventing the virus in participants without evidence of prior infection. U.S.-based drug maker Eli Lilly and Canadian-based biotech firm AbCellera announced a new antibody drug. The antibody therapy is similar to one given to U.S. President Donald Trump after he tested positive for COVID-19 last month. The FDA has approved the antibody drug for people 12 and older who are at risk of developing a serious form of COVID-19. Ethiopia has arrested 17 army officers for treason, accusing them of colluding with authorities in the northern region of Tigray, where the government is waging a military offensive, state media reported Wednesday. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops and Air Force jets into the federal state of Tigray last week after a months-long feud with its ruling party, which he accuses of seeking to destabilize the country. Abiy, last year's Nobel Peace Prize laureate, said the Tigray People's Liberation Front had crossed a red line and attacked two federal military bases, which the party denies. Wednesday, police said the Secretary General of South Africa's ruling African National Congress is to appear in court over alleged graft committed under the former president, Jacob Zuma. Ace Magashule faces accusations over housing contracts awarded in 2014 while he was premier of the Free State Province, the elite Hawks anti-corruption unit said. This is VOA News. Myanmar's military-aligned opposition party Wednesday rejected the results of this week's election as, quote, unfair, unquote, and called for a fresh vote, a demand immediately rebuffed by the election authorities. Official results are still trickling in, but Aung San Suu Kyi's ruling party has already declared a landslide victory based on its own tallies from across the country. The polls are only the second since the country emerged from outright junta rule in 2011. Like the Trump administration, top congressional Republicans are showing no desire to cooperate with a Joe Biden administration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Senate GOP chief Mitch McConnell is giving cover to the president's legal push, saying until the Electoral College votes next month, any candidate can exhaust legal avenues.
The Electoral College will determine the winner, and that person will be sworn in on January 20th. No reason for alarm.
But that's exactly what Democrats and some of McConnell's fellow Republicans are sounding. Warning a failure to cooperate with the Biden transition could hurt national security. Biden is downplaying it.
There's nothing really changing.
Saying nothing will stop the transition. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Supreme Court justices signaled Tuesday they're unlikely to strike down the Affordable Care Act in a legal challenge brought by Texas and other Republican-led states and backed by President Trump's administration. In about 2 hours of arguments by teleconference, Chief Justice John Roberts and fellow conservative Brett Kavanaugh both seemed skeptical of Republican arguments that all of the law must fall even if one provision, known as the individual mandate, is found to be unconstitutional. Australian police said Wednesday 14 men, including a former child care worker, have been charged with producing and sharing child abuse material through an online network across Australia and overseas. The investigation, conducted in cooperation with U.S. Homeland Security personnel, identified 46 Australian victims, including 16 from a single child care center. A Canadian man charged with killing 10 people and the attempted murder of 16 in a 2018 van attack in Toronto told a court he should not be held, quote, criminally responsible, end quote, as the five-week trial kicked off Tuesday. The trial began with a reading of the agreed statement of facts, including the conversations with police detectives after he admitted his guilt. The prosecutor told the court psychological and psychiatric experts will be called to present evidence. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.